Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck. We're day two now of the season of Lent. Hope you had a wonderful celebration of Ash Wednesday. And the journey begins for us, and I hope to be able to bring us back throughout these 40 days, sort of time and again, to remembering the season that we're in. It's so easy to forget. Obviously, on a day like Ash Wednesday, it's right before us, and then we make our way, and there's a kind of routine that can unfold, and just the intense busyness of our life, it's very easy to kind of just drift out of it and kind of forget it. So I want to help us just remember each day, or most days anyway, touching on it in some way. Today, the readings at Mass are powerful, obviously suited for this season. The first reading is taken from Deuteronomy, and it's the renewing the covenant, their commitment to the covenant, the people of Israel that God established with them. And then Jesus talks about what it means to follow him and to be covenanted to him and to walk in the life that he's chosen. I just want to read the passage from Deuteronomy. It begins in chapter 30, verse 15. See, I have set before you this day life and good, death and evil. If you obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command on you this day, by loving the Lord your God, by walking in his ways and keeping his commandments and his statutes and his ordinances, then you shall live and multiply. And the Lord your God will bless you in the land which you are entering to take possession of it. But if your heart turns away and you will not hear, but are drawn away to worship other gods and serve them, I declare to you this day that you shall perish, and you shall not live long in the land which you're going over the Jordan to enter and possess. I call heaven and earth to witness against you this day that I have set before you life and death, blessing and curse. Therefore, choose life, that you and your descendants may live, loving the Lord your God, obeying his voice, and clinging to him. For that means life to you and length of days, that you may dwell in the land which the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give them. Really powerful reading. You know, this calling them back to the covenant. They're a covenant people. Covenant's about relationship. And the Lord says very clearly, there's a decision to be made. In some ways, in really kind of simple or more crude terms, is the Lord is saying, are you in or are you out? You have a decision to make. And it's the most important decision you can possibly make in this life. To decide to go the way of the Lord. And the Lord tells a very important truth. I set before you life and death, blessing and curse. Friends, this is the ground, you might say, of reality. We live in a fallen world. We live in a world that's under judgment, that on the cross, Jesus has already judged it. The world is going to pass away eventually. And the only thing that will last is the kingdom. And all those who are in the kingdom, all those who have said yes. And what God is offering, what God is calling them to, is relationship. And the life he's talking about is sharing in God's life. Of course, that is pointing to the total fulfillment of that in the person of Jesus, baptism and the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, being literally born again into new life. But the choice is really the same. I have set before you, in some ways, God is saying, I've set before you a reality. I'm opening your eyes to reality. There's life and there's death. There's blessing and there's curse. And it's one or the other. There's no middle way. There's no third way that you can carve out for yourself that has a little bit of this and a little bit of that. The stakes could not be higher. And this is how serious the Lord takes each and every one of us and how he respects the freedom that he gives us, because he knows what he's after is love. He's teaching them to the pathway that will lead to total happiness, total freedom, total fulfillment in their lives. Absolute fulfillment beyond our wildest imaginings. Where does that come from? Just as Jesus described on the cross, or what he demonstrated on the cross. everything. It's worth dying to everything on this planet to gain life with God. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and all your strength. That's the center. That's the covenant response. That's what the Lord is calling for. God the Father is calling the people of Israel to. And Jesus said the same thing, Matthew's gospel. He said, this is the first and the greatest thing, to love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and all your strength. This is pure gold. This is what lasts forever. This is what you were made for. You miss this, no matter whether you get all the kingdoms of the world, you die the richest man in the history of the world, you built more buildings, you got your picture everywhere, you're famous, you had tremendous influence in the world. If you die without putting first things first and your loves are disordered, and we don't put God first, your life's a total failure. You miss the entire point of what life is. That's why God's words are so stark and clear. What are you facing? We think of other things. Like, what I'm facing is, I'm going to get this house. Am I going to have this vacation? Am I going to send my child to this school? Am I going to, we have all these decisions and things of daily life. And am I going to be a popular person? Am I going to be in the right crowd? Am I going to live in the right neighborhood? You name it. Things that people wrestle with all the time and can get totally preoccupied with them. And half those things are meaningless or close to being meaningless. And the Lord is saying, no, what I'm bringing you into is the ground of all reality. There's nothing more important, nothing more valuable, and this is what you were made for. But what's at the heart of his love? The love of God. We're made by love. We're made for love. But it's a love defined by God. You know, the great teacher, St. Augustine, you know, he focused a lot on the reorderings of our love. Like, most of our problem is we have, you know, there's three kinds of love. Love God with all your heart, love your neighbor, love yourself. And to the degree that our lives are mixed up and outside the will of God, we have those loves in the wrong order. It's very, very easy in a fallen world, being subdued by the flesh in our own lives apart from the grace of God, to not put love for self first. Me, me, me. That's the way of death. That's the way of judgment, eternal separation from God. So the Lord is saying, I set before you life and death, blessing and a curse. Choose life. I can't help but just throw in for a minute here. I just was noticing the city of New York, which is really gone sort of radical collectivist, and they don't keep the statistics anymore, but the last time they kept stats, I think it was 2024, maybe a year earlier than that. I'm not sure about that, but New York City had more abortions than any city in the country. I think at that time, almost 35,000. Of course, they not only are doing abortions, but then pushing for assisted suicide. And it went through the legislature. And when I'm recording this, the final thing hasn't been signed, but the governor said she definitely will sign it, the self-expressed Catholic. And you see what happens when human beings refuse to hear the covenant call. I set before you life and death, blessing and a curse. New York is bringing a curse upon itself. So are other places around the world. Why? Because we are embracing a culture of death, where death becomes the answer to our most intractable problems. What do we do with an unwanted pregnancy? What do we do with an aging parent? What happens? We become gods, little gods, idolatry. I'm the master over life and death. I choose my freedom. It's there all over the place. And my opinion, I think part of the reason why New York is going through and will go through an intense amount of disorder over the next number of years is it's brought itself under judgment. That's what happens. I set before you life and death, blessing and a curse. God wants blessing, but you're embracing a curse. You become God. You embrace darkness, you embrace death somehow in such a way that you take God's prerogative from him. God gives life and God takes it away. You're not God. So here we are. So this covenant posture, choosing life or death, is is critically important. And then, of course, the gospel reading that we're given is the calling. Jesus calling the disciples, calling who wants to be a disciple. The Son of Man must suffer greatly and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and on the third day, be raised. So we're here just on day two of Lent, and already Jesus is talking about his crucifixion and who's going to crucify him. Then he says, if anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. What profit is there for one to gain the whole world, yet lose or forfeit himself? There it is. The church is so wise. Right here at the beginning of Lent, the fundamental question. You get both the big moment in Deuteronomy, where Israel's being called back to covenant faithfulness, and they've got a decision to make. Decide. To not decide, by the way, is to decide. Why? Because you're born into sin, because the world is in darkness. And God is offering you a way out, offering Israel, and ultimately that fulfillment can only happen in the person of Jesus, the light that is Christ. I set before you life and death. Darkness and light, too. Those are contrasts, right? Jesus is the light of the world. And so he's saying, here's my destiny. I'm heading toward the cross, and the very religious leaders who should recognize me of all people, they're going to kill me, along with the Romans. The world is going to resist me, going to resist my kingdom, and the satanic power which they're under is going to lead to the crucifying of love itself, incarnate in the person of Jesus Christ. Why? Because it's the rule of the king. And the powers in this world say, no, 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 no. I'm in charge. I'm in charge of my life. I'm in charge of whatever. So Jesus said, now, how do you become my follower? You make a decision, just like Deuteronomy's talking about. Deny yourself, the relationship you have with yourself. That is the freedom to say, I'm going to do what I want to do. And the flesh in you, the fallen part of our life, interior life, which is me first. My will be done, not God's will be done. So then take up your cross daily. Every single day, the challenge of loving God, loving your neighbor, and loving yourself in right order, in that order. Doing the will of God and paying the price to do it. And then finally, follow me. Follow me. We have to make this decision, friends, in Lent. There's no better time in Lent. Have you fully surrendered your life to Jesus Christ? And you'll do it again and again and again, hopefully, because the flesh always wants to weasel its way out. But to follow Jesus means to become his disciple, to learn the way of Jesus, to be with Jesus, to learn from Jesus, to learn to live like Jesus, to be just like him. Those are called saints. And friends, that's the way to life. That's the way to life. And we get duped in this world to say, don't get too serious. Yeah, put one foot in, but keep one foot out. So you get all the freedom and the liberty that you want. You're a good guy. You don't have to do any more than that. That's crazy. Jesus is saying all in. That's a decision we need to make right here. God bless you. Hope you can join me tomorrow.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Does God Judge? Wow, what a question, but it's a relevant question. Scripture says we were all appointed to die once and then the judgment. We know for sure each one of us has an appointment in our future. And it takes Scripture, Catechism, and the saints to help us understand the beauty of God's plan and how we can look forward to the judgment as followers of Christ. If you'd like to get a free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/FOE.